Yesterday was the first day of spring, and dear friend, I'm loving it. Happy Sunday. It is so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship here on this 21st day of March. Yeah, it is a spring-like weekend, that is for sure. I am your host, Joey Kroll. It's an honor to see you and spend some time here with you. Sunday worship is a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. My heart, this is the next 30 minutes, will encourage you and prepare your heart and your mind on Him who is good, Almighty God. Right now, here's Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and the favorite song of all.
He loves to hear the wind sing as it whistles through the pines on mountain peaks. And He loves to hear the raindrops as they splash to the ground in a magic melody. And He smiles in sweet approval as the waves crash to the rocks in their harmony. All creation joins in unity to sing to Him majestic symphony. But His favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now may gleam, lift their voices loud and strong. His favorite song of all.
He loves to hear the angels as they sing, "Holy, holy is the Lamb.
Holy, holy,
oh,
holy is the Lamb."
Heaven's choirs in harmony lift up praises to the great I Am. When the weak are saved by grace, begins to sing. And a million angels listen as a newborn soul sings, "I have been redeemed."
That's His favorite song of all. It's the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now make lift their voices loud and strong. When those purchased by His blood lift to Him a song of love, nothing more He'd rather hear than so pleasing to His ear as His favorite song. Attention, it's not just clever lines and phrases, it causes Him to stop and listen. But when any heart set free, washed and bought by Calvary, begins to sing, that's His favorite song of all. It's the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now may gleam, their voices loud and strong. When those purchased by His blood lift to Him a song of love,
Well, Fred, I hope you are having a wonderful weekend. You are listening to Sunday Worship. I am Joey Kroll. I was looking at the weather forecast for next week, and it looks like we'll have some nice spring-like weather. Looking forward to that, that's for sure. Well, I was reading, it was back on September, the month of September 2007. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there were 6.6 billion people in the world. And the population of the United States that month and that year was just under 303 million people. Now, there's a chance that you and I never met in person, much less know the vast majority of those people. But friend, here's the neat thing. God has chosen a few and made them part of our lives. And one of the reasons is that we might show them his love, that we might be his hands reaching out to touch their needs. So as we get ready for a brand new week, friend, think about the people God has put into your life and touch them with his love this week.
Come on and sing.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, give me Jesus. And when I
You know, I love reading the Psalms. It really focuses on the mightiness. Is that even a word? I'm not sure. But how great and mighty our God is. Psalm 89, listen to this, verse 5, says, "Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? A God greatly to be feared in the council of the holy ones, and awesome above all who are around him. O Lord, God of hosts, who is mighty as you are, O Lord."
I have journeyed through the long dark night, out of touching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen. I face the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had vision. I've even held them in my hand. I never knew they would slip right through like they were. The ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the rain.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
In this time of desperation, shine. But all we know is doubt and fear. There is only one salvation. We believe. We believe. In this broken generation, when all is dark, you help us see. There is only one foundation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe.
Lifting up His set-apart name. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. And, you know, why is the phrase, "It's none of my business," always followed by the word "but"? It's none of my business, but... Because if you ever had someone approach you and say, you know, "It's none of my business," and you know what the next word's going to be anyways, right? And we use that phrase because we don't want to think, well, we don't think we have the right to interfere in the lives of others. But friend, listen, there are times when interference is absolutely necessary. When we see someone involved in maybe a dangerous situation, a hurtful lifestyle. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs 27:6, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend." Friend, sometimes we need to love others enough to intervene.
See you.